And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland, and today's program is going to be a good one, so fasten your seatbelts. Here we go. Welcome, everyone. The program is called Talk to a Pastor, and today I'm going to share with you some information that could literally change your life for the better. People today have so many issues, and people are unhappy. And people are anxious, and people are nervous, and people are afraid, and people are confused, okay? Now, what's that all about? You know, it's not new. Down through history, people have been confused and so on and so forth. But it seems like it's worse now. It's worse now, but it shouldn't be worse. It shouldn't be worse. There's a church on every corner. There's a support group everywhere you turn. Go to the internet and look. There's, in your area, there's probably dozens, hundreds of support groups and help organizations, agencies, and all kinds of help. So what's wrong? Why is the average person's life not so good? And their health is not so good either. And that doesn't make sense either. So what's happening? Well, it comes down to a couple of very basic things. And I'm going to keep it very simple. Okay? Because I always have new listeners. And this may be your one shot. See? Maybe you're scanning the dial or just happen to turn the radio on and here I am. Okay, I'm not on every day. I'm only on once a week. And so, you better listen up. Because if you miss this, then I'm gone, and then you can't remember where you heard me. It could be not good at all. Because I have answers. Okay, I found some answers. So, what is our problem? The first problem is we get upset too easily. That's our first problem. See, you don't have emotional self-control. Nobody's taught you how. Now they teach you to yell and scream and get upset and get angry and excited. And I would say that, you know, the media perhaps is the worst culprit in this regard. They have so much power, you know, the entertainment industry. And they set very bad examples in their movies, their music, what you see on TV and their talk shows, everything, everywhere, the sports shows on the radio. People are rude and excitable and confrontational and shallow, see? But you better be, see, what we have to, so the second problem, okay, people get upset too easily. You have to learn how not to get upset, okay? And I'm not just talking about suppressing. See, that's what a lot of us do, we suppress. Underneath, we're unhappy, but we pretend to be happy on the outside. Underneath, we're nervous, but we pretend to be calm on the outside. Underneath, we're confused, but we pretend we have it together on the outside. See? No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about not getting upset in the first place. See? Not getting upset in the first place. Okay? So what you need to do is get back in touch with your own center of dignity. You see, human beings are not just animals. We're not just like a deer or a cow or a monkey or a bear. Human beings have a soul. And human beings, believe it or not, laugh if you will, okay? But human beings are created in the image and likeness of God. And so there are rules for human life. And when those rules are not followed, then things are not good, okay? So we'll continue with this discussion about why things are not so good in the world and in your life after this very, very important announcement.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland, and I want to share with you some information that will help you to get centered and calm down, get back in touch with your own spiritual roots, and start living instead of just reacting. Okay? And become the person you were meant to be, not what you have been changed into through your reactions. Okay? So I said that human beings are created in the image and likeness of God. So God is your parent spirit. God is your parent spirit, but you haven't known God. Yes, you've heard of it. You've known about Him. And you've heard about Him. And you've heard about Jesus. See, maybe you even go to church. Maybe you've even gone to church or read the Bible or read spiritual books. So you know about God. But that's a far cry from experiencing God. But experiencing God, see, is the solution to your problems. And it's your only hope. It's your only hope. Finding God. And walking with God. It said in the Bible, see, that, like, was it Enoch, I believe, who walked with God? But then there was another ancient prophet who was a friend of God. Well, that's what you need to find. You absolutely do, or you'll never solve your problems. I don't care how many degrees you get, how many experts you go to, how clever you are, how much money you make, or how much health food you eat. Okay? Because God is your parent spirit, and ultimately, those souls that have salvation in their future, those souls who deep down love God, even though they may not realize it, are the ones that will find Him, see, and move toward Him and learn of Him and experience His warmth and His love. Okay? So you've got to find God in the present. Find His presence. You have to find the presence of God in the present moment, in the moment. See, in real time, not in virtual reality, but in real time. Okay? So it says in the Bible, "Be still and know that I am God." That's what God said through one of His prophets. He said, "Be still and know that." That's what you need. You need to learn how to be still. Now you're lost in the images of your mind. You get lost in everything, pulled into it. You need to be still. You need to be able to go in a room and close the door and sit in a chair. Get the little meditation that I have. Practice it and become still. And all of a sudden experience the eternal now, the moment. See? But this time, something will be added. See? If you use my meditation and not some other ones, you'll learn to experience the eternal now. And you'll find God. Okay? Well, when God enters your life, then everything will be for the better again. And having found your parent spirit, see, then you will learn of him, from him. You will learn from him. And you have a lot of learning to do. Look at the mess you've made of your relationships and with your kids and in your life. Look at the mess. See, if you learn from God how to live as a human properly, see, you would learn everything could straighten out. And you could move forward without making all the mistakes anymore. So I said our problem is we're too reactive. See, that's the first thing. The first thing God will teach you is how not to be so reactive. Okay? And then the second thing is there's temptation all around. Remember I said the media and the entertainment and so forth, they set bad examples for us, and the sports talk and everything. It's all bad examples everywhere. And it's all just a huge bad example and a huge distraction. You know, every magazine cover, practically every news broadcast, every program, every video, every audio, everything, it's a huge distraction, and people are a distraction too, with all of their issues and their, their idiosyncrasies and so forth. See, that's the other big problem is we get fixated to other people, mostly by resenting them. You resented your father, resented your mom, resented other people. See, resented bullies and teases and teachers and co-workers. And so now you're fixated to other people. See, instead of to God, instead of a good fixation to God, you're fixated to people, and they become a temptation, a distraction. They pull you from yourself, see, and you get lost in the world. Not good. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. We're talking about why people's lives are such a mess today. And I said, first of all, people are too reactive. Okay? Secondly, people haven't found God, which they need to find God. If you find God, then all your problems will be over. And then the other problem is wall-to-wall temptation. See, it's bad enough that you're having a hard time finding your way. But when you're constantly distracted and misled, but especially distracted by others and all their foolishness and their naughtiness, it pulls you away from finding yourself, finding your purpose for existence. So now that you see, you have a lot against you. First of all, you haven't been taught properly. Your own parents didn't set a good example. They didn't know how to teach you. Yes, they may have said some right things. They may have told you to be fair and honest and brave and kind and, you know, patient. And they may have told you those things, and to study and to stay away from drugs and bad people. And they may have told you all of that, okay? But somehow, either they didn't say it right, didn't say it strongly enough, see, or they said it right and strongly enough, but you rebelled against them. Or your friends were too, see, your dad should have been like the Moses of the family, the Moses, the Paul, the Jeremiah, the Isaiah of the family, the George Washington of the family, the leader, see? And so great, and so noble, and so principled, and so honorable, and so wise would he have been that you would have had the highest love and respect for him, for his honor, see, for his wisdom. And you would have loved the good that you saw in your father. And it wouldn't be his good. It wouldn't be his good. It would be the good coming through him from God. Okay? He would have been a conduit for love and wisdom from God. And so see, loving the good in your father and what your father stood for would have been very close or almost the equivalent of loving God, you see. So then when you grew up and you became an adult, then it would have been only a small step, a very small step, from loving the good in your father to transferring that allegiance to the Heavenly Father. But what has happened is our earthly father was weak, or he wasn't there for us, and we resented him. Okay? And so we've never seen the example of someone who truly represents God. You know, Gandhi, remember Gandhi? He said a lot of nice, interesting things, good things, he said. They asked him about Christianity. He said, well, it sounds very nice. Mahatma Gandhi said, Christianity sounds very nice, but I've never met a Christian. Okay? So there are a lot of false Christians around. Millions of them. False Christians. See? And so that can be another problem. A lot of us have a problem where you've known Christians that weren't so good, or they weren't perfect, or maybe they were decent, but they weren't perfect. And so you judged them, see? That's your other problem. Remember I said you get upset too easily, you haven't found God. You haven't, the third thing is that you haven't learned the important principles of life. You should have learned them from your father, but he wasn't there. He didn't know them, or he didn't say them strongly enough, or he didn't know them himself. Or he knew about them, but he didn't practice them, you see? So those are all problems. And then the other problem is that you have a nature. You inherit a nature, and it's not your fault because you inherit it. But you inherit a nature that's concupiscent, and it's naughty, and it's judgmental. Okay? So you tend to judge other people. See? You judge them for their errors. See? And then you even hate them. So you judge other people and you hate them. And that's your other problem, is you'll never find God. Well, you'll never find God if you judge and hate other people. Okay? And incidentally, the worst judgment, the worst hatred is of our Father for having failed us. So you're going to have to let go of resentment. So that's the other thing that's blocking you from having a beautiful life. Okay? Is resentment. Okay? So I've mentioned several things now. Those are several things that you'll need to look for. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. All right, so I've mentioned some things now that are blocking you from having the good life. Okay? The good life. And you've been misled. That's another problem. You've been misled. In the book of Jeremiah, it says, "Stand ye in the ways and look for the old paths, wherein are the good ways, and you shall find rest for your souls." Okay? So you've been misled to abandon all the principles, you know, the old school principles that have stood people in very good stead over the years, over the centuries, actually. And so you've been tempted to abandon them by people, so those are your problems then. And then the other problem is you're unaware. You're unaware because, like I said, you're so lost in your thinking. See, and instead of finding intuition, instead of finding guidance from within, see, God gives animals instincts. He gives humans intuition, a wordless way of knowing. Okay? But when you abandon, when you turn your back upon that, see, then you look to outside experts and professors and all kinds of people on the outside who claim to know. See, you turn yourself over to them, and you look to knowledge. You look to knowledge, to study, to degrees and books, see, and experts for knowledge. Well, then you've turned your back upon the intuition within. So what you need is, knowledge is okay, but you also have to have understanding with it, see? So you don't have understanding. So you're misled by them. Okay? So all of those things, okay, and then the other thing that's causing your life to be messed up is resentment and judgment of other people. See, I said we're creating the image and likeness of God, so we're actually creatures of love. You look at a little child full of a lot of love, okay? Well, human being, adults are supposed to have a lot of love too. Maybe not just a childish love, but a special kind of a love for others. But instead we have hate for others, judgment of them. Okay? All right? And we do not love the truth. And if you do not love the truth, then what's the expression? If you don't stand for something, then you'll fall for anything. Have you heard that one? Well, it's the same thing. If you don't love the truth, then you'll be easily seduced by lies and errors. Okay? So you see, so then what? So then you go around and you hate other people. You know, you're impatient with your kids. You resent them. You resent your husband, your wife, your neighbor. See? You're full of secret judgments toward other people. Okay? Well, if you're not a creature of love, if you were creating the image and likeness of God and you haven't found God and you don't have love, instead you have resentment. You can't have love and resentment at the same time. You can't have love and judgment at the same time. See, a lot of people are judgmental. Like a lot of ladies are very judgmental. Very judgmental. Okay, but then they go around and do a lot of things. They do a lot of things for other people. So as a compensation, see, they're doing it out of guilt for their resentment and for their judgment. So they do it out as a compensation. And it makes them appear wonderful when they're not really. Underneath, they're full of judgment, see? And then they resent other people when other people don't worship them all that they did, see? But sometimes the other people can see that there's no love in it. They see that it's self-serving in some way, all the things that she's doing. So you see how that works? And it's also confusing. It's also confusing the other people to have someone pretending to be wonderful when they're not really wonderful. See? All right. So, when are you going to be a real person, an authentic person? See? And let go of your hate. Doesn't matter who you hate or what you hate. See, we're not supposed to hate anybody. So how can you be a creature of love if you have any hate, if you have any resentment, any judgment, any hostility, see how that works? All right. So the very first thing that you need to experience on your way back, see, to God, to being a real person again, to letting go of your hate, the first thing you need to experience is what's called repentance, which means that, see, if you were to go in a room and sit still and experience the presence of God in the present, then it wouldn't be very long before you would be in that light, the inner light, the light from God. You would begin to see your own wrongs. You'd see your own resentment, your own hate toward others. See, and in the light of truth, you would regret what you see. You'd be sorry about what you see. You would mourn your own wrong, your own phoniness. It's like a helpless sadness. You see you're wrong, but you also see you can't make yourself right. And that's the beginning of your salvation right there. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Folks in Florida, you get 15 minutes, so I was just getting warmed up. So please go to talktoapastor.org so you can listen to the whole program, because I lay it all out very, very well. Thank you all for listening. Please get the meditation that I have. It will indeed help you to become still and find the presence of God in the present. Okay? I have a brand new meditation. It's called the Easy Meditation. It's very short and sweet, and it's free. Okay, so go to talktoapastor.org. My name is Pastor Roland. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.